Tommy's Tavern.
Josh Conway is waiting very, very patiently with a man who was very impressive this afternoon. He looks like he's got a envelope in his hand. Oh, hello. Mitch Chafer.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Mitch Chafer is clutching the Leopold Sporties voucher. Oh, I've gone to the player of the day, mate. The player of the day. Congratulations. I was just saying to a couple of the guys then and Speedy Dean, saying it was a bit of a scrappy win. Had to work for it. How did you see the game panning out?
Just as you said, everyone a bit rusty coming off the break. But, yeah, credit to Lara. Definitely improved from where they were a few years ago. But, nah, credit to the boys for scrapping it out. Yeah, looking forward to Colac next week. So, should be good. Colac away. Yep.
Yeah, always. Do you see that as the biggest test in the competition at the moment, going up the highway?
Yeah, for sure. They obviously know how to play that game so well. A bit different to this ground, a lot bigger. So, yeah, see how we go. Be a good challenge for us. So, yep.
What about your own game, mate? You're in some good form. We've seen you a couple of times. You've played well on both occasions. Now look like you're playing a bit of a high half forward and getting it into big Tommy Gillard and Cam Delaney. You enjoying your footy?
Yeah, no, it's just good to be playing again. Obviously, having last year off, just enjoying it with the boys. So, yeah, no, it's been good. Pretty surprising with how well we've been going, but credit to the coaches and the staff and that. So, yeah, good pre-season. Set us up pretty well. Yeah.
Mitch, thanks for joining us. It's Kingy in the K-Rock box with Jace Doherty and Matt Kershaw. Can you talk to us about how you treated the break in games? It was obviously a certainty around a couple of weekends we wouldn't play, but we thought we might have played last week. How did you prepare yourself to come back into action and make sure that you were ready to hit the ground running?
Just pretty much just trained as normal. Trained Saturday last week, but yeah, as you said, just a bit of the unknown. So it's good to be back playing, but yeah, it was a bit rusty early on, as you probably saw. So, yeah, it was good to scrap it out, yeah.
You're only playing your 18th GFL senior game today, but half your teammates have played less. Do you feel like you're, you know, I don't think you've, have you ticked 20 yet, or you just turned 20?
I turned 22 in April, so, yeah.
Are you that old now?
Yeah, I feel a bit older a few of the younger boys there. I think a couple of them still year 12, so, yeah, nah. Bit older, but no, it's good.
Do you feel like you're a bit of a young leader in this group? You obviously, your footy experience, your year at Torquay and your time at the Falcons and the like, that you've got that, you know, footy experience. It's not necessarily GFL senior, but can hold you in good stead to, I suppose, show the way for the younger blokes?
Yeah, for sure. It's just, I think we're just trying to build towards something here. Obviously, you've got a young group, so hopefully everyone will stick around and, yeah, see us up there in a few years. But, nah, see how we go. It's been good so far.
Mitch, I just want to make sure I've checked your family tree. Josh is not part of your family. Is that correct, that you don't know Josh Conway and he won't be going to the Leopold Sporties Club with you?
Nah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, no, I can't say he is. Yeah.
That's okay. Good. Yeah. Thank you. That's all I need to know. That's good. It must be gratifying to have, well, obviously, you might know, we're big fans of K-Rock's own Tom Gillett, but I thought Cam Delaney was pretty good today too, up forward.
Yeah, both of them obviously pretty tough to match up on. So, yeah, just get the ball in deep, I reckon. Put it on their heads, usually at mark whoever they're playing on. So, yeah, all good.
Chafe Kershaw here, mate. Well done on a good win and a great game. Mate, when you saw Daniel Green kick that banana from the pocket over near the cricket net, you thought, stuff this, I can do better than that. I'll pull out the right boot and give myself a bit of a chance and just set the crowd on fire. Is that what you're thinking when the ball was coming down?
Nah, fluke. Couldn't do it again if I had 100 fluke. Tries. So, yeah, don't know how I got that one, but yeah.
You looked a bit shocked when you were on your haunches, but
yeah.
I'll tell you what, we were lucky. We were blessed with two goals of the season in a matter of 5 minutes. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, just... glad to finish the game pretty much. Pretty stuffed out there. So, yeah.
Nah, well done, mate.
Some would say your right foot was only ever for balancing on Mitch and that you would rarely pull it out like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, couldn't do it again.
Doesn't matter,
sure.
Mate. It went through.
Yeah.
Talk to us about Ryan Abbott coming back to the club and just the impact he's having as a player that's got some AFL experience behind him and, you know, has learned a lot there, but, you know, he doesn't have an official title leadership-wise or anything like that, but I suspect that the boys are just hanging off his every word and the way he prepares and the like.
Yeah, obviously coming from where, you know, Geelong and St Kilda, he's obviously really knowledgeable in the midfield, so, yeah, he just knows where to put it and, yeah, he really helps the midfielders out, especially the younger blokes in there. So, no, he's been good, really good leader in that, so, yeah.
Yeah, great stuff. Mitch, we really appreciate your time. Congratulations on your performance this afternoon and taking home the $100 Leopold Sporties voucher. Put that to good use. I think you've already been out to Leopold this year, but I'm sure you'll find a way to get out there for a feed and a couple of quiet ones.
No worries. Cheers, guys. Thank
good
you.
On you, mate. Mitch Chafer joining us there from the Grovedale Rooms. Great to have a chat to Mitch, of course. Very talented junior, part of the Falcons Premiership in 2017. Lammy's Tavern.